tell you one last story. About 12 years ago, maybe 13, Chris Nolan phoned me and asked me if I wanted to do a Batman movie. Of course I wanted to do a Batman movie. And more than that, I wanted to work with Chris Nolan. But I had a problem. I didn't know how to be Batman and split my personality and become the suave and elegant Bruce Wayne. So Chris suggested that I call my friend James Newton Howard, who is one of the most brilliant, elegant, and wonderful composers. And off we went to London with our friend Mel Weston. Four of us together came up with Batman Begins. We never thought about a sequel or anything like this. And a few years went by, and one day Chris turned up at my studio and he started telling me the story of the Joker. And he told me a story of anarchy, told me a story of a punk attitude to music and to acting. And I said to him, who's going to be the actor in this? Who is going to play this Joker? And he said to me, Heath Ledger. And Heath gave this incredible performance, totally fearless, totally on the edge, totally out there. And every day when we saw dailies, it was just like amazing. Just before we finished the movie, we found out that our Heath had died. And I thought I should tone the music down. I thought it was all too much. And I suddenly realized that the only way to really truly show respect to this performance, to give respect to the man, was to keep the edges in it. The razor blades, the steel, the broken glass. And a few years went by and Chris said, come on, we gotta finish the trilogy. We owe it to ourselves. And so Dark Knight Rises came about. Somehow we found the playfulness again, the experimentation, all that stuff was all back, and we did the movie, we finished it, we went to New York, we had an amazing premiere. Next morning we got on a plane, and we arrived at dawn in London. I went to my apartment, and a journalist was on the phone, and he said to me, what did I feel about the mass shooting while they were showing our movie? A small town in Colorado called Aurora, and I hadn't heard of it, and I said, devastated, the first word that popped into my head. And I realized everybody was going to use that word, and I don't use words. Words aren't the way I express myself. And all day I was thinking about the victims and their families and the loneliness they must experience. So that night I phoned the choir and I said, can we do something? Can we do a piece of music with no words that should feel like we're stretching our arms out all the way across the Atlantic to a small town in Colorado and let them not feel alone anymore. Let them know we're thinking of them. Let them know we're feeling things with our hearts. And the world hasn't gotten any better. And tonight we're here in Prague and we are stretching our arms out. And we're playing and singing from our hearts for you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Aurora.